Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:31 p.m. on Friday, April 28th, 2023. Before we begin, I want to thank Joanna Crossett, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Jake Wade from the Juneau LIO, who makes sure we have sound. This time I want to remind committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today we have Senator Kaufman. Senator Giesel is absent due to presenting in another committee. Senator Tobin, my vice chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman, will have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 75, Owner and Contractor Controlled Insurance, sponsored by the House Rules Committee by request of the governor. This is the first hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here to introduce the bill is Lori Winghire, Director, Division of Insurance, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Ms. Winghire, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please identify yourself for the record, and you can begin your remarks.
Thank you, Chair Klayman. For the record, my name is Lori Winghire. I'm the Director of the Division of Insurance for the State of Alaska. I thank the committee for hearing what is SB 70 on the Senate side and HB 75 on the House side. A little bit of background. Currently, the State of Alaska has a provision in Title 21, which is insurance, which provides that owners of large construction projects, or the main contractor, the general contractor, if you will, of large construction projects. And for that, that means they have to be over $50 million in value. They have to be a defined limit and at a set location. For those types of insurance projects, the owner or the general is allowed to buy basically a master program that names all subcontractors that are working on the site. Workers' compensation, general liability, professional liability, environmental liability, whatever the project would need. The reason for this is that on a general, smaller project, the owner would say, you need to show me a certificate of insurance, that you have all the insurances I'm asking for, and you can put the cost of those back up to me. I will pay them. If there's a master program, it's often less expensive. It eliminates subrogation, because there's only one policy. It doesn't matter who was negligent if it were, let's say, an injured employee, because there's only one policy. So it's often looked at as a good way to manage a project of that magnitude, $50 million or more. This past summer, when we were in discussion of if there were to be any large construction on the horizon, I was reviewing the statutes to figure out, because we have to approve these at the division, I was reviewing the statutes and with my attorney, and there I was told that the statute, the way it currently read or currently reads today, did not allow for additional insureds. So the owner could buy the master program, but he couldn't name the contractors as additional insureds. Well, that's the whole reason for this. Because as a contractor, if I'm not named as additional insured, I'm not going to participate. I'm still going to charge you for insurance. So we are trying to fix that provision of Title 21 that specifically now states that on an owner-controlled or contractor-controlled insurance program, that contractors and subcontractors, regardless of tier, can be named as additional insureds on the owner's master program if required by contract. And that's a down and dirty version of it, sir. I hope I'm happy to take any questions or go through the sectional.
I imagine the sectional is going to be pretty brief. Why don't you go through the sectional and then we'll take questions.
Okay. Section 1 of the bill, and this is basically where the changes is made. In 2136-475B, we are adding to 4, if naming as an additional insured is a term required by contract. That is the essence of this bill. Section 2 is just changing the uncodified laws of the state of Alaska. It's
questions from the committee. The only question I have is, up until this past summer, these contracts were getting approved routinely and had been getting approved for decades with the law in its current state. Just somebody in Department of Law has a new opinion.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct.
All right. Well, at least we're following the advice of counsel. Any other questions from members of the committee? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe just a couple of basics for me. What what is the division's role in approving these? What does your team review for that might lead you to say yes or no?
Through the chair, Senator Keel, we'll look for the value of the project and to see that it is defined location and that there is a set time frame. That doesn't mean if there's cost overruns or that if it were to be extended, there would be a problem. But going in, they have to say that it's going to be a project of 2 years or 3 years. And that is really all we're looking for. We're not going to get in the business of telling the owner what type of insurance to buy or if he is getting a good rate from his insurance company, just that it meets the intent of the statute with those three provisions.
All right. I don't see any other questions. We're going to open public testimony on House Bill 75. Is there anyone in the room that would like to provide public testimony on House Bill 75? And looking online, I don't see anyone in the room, and I see no one online to provide public testimony. We're going to close public testimony. So I would look to the will of the committee on this bill and whether we are comfortable waiving the second hearing and just moving the bill today. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You ready for motion?
Wait, you're comfortable moving it today?
I'm ready for make a motion.
Okay, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee report CS for House Bill 75, Labor and Commerce, from the committee. That's 33GH1009/B as in Bethel, with individual recommendations and any accompanying fiscal notes.
Hearing and seeing no oppositions, House Bill 75 moves from committee. Please be sure to sign the paperwork before you leave the room. We will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Monday, May 1st at 1:30 p.m. If you are considering an amendment or amendments to House Senate Bill 84, Money Transmission Virtual Currency, sponsored by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the governor, please let our office know and submit them electronically by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, May 2nd. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:38.